USDA made some changes to the crop insurance programs this year. Gary Schnittke from the Farm Doc team has joined us now to tell us just exactly what those changes might be.
We've started doing the premium calculator in 2001, so we've been doing this this will be our fifth year now, with our premium calculator and our evaluator, and we've expanded that on FarmDoc each year, and we're getting a lot of usership this time of the year, and every year we see a spike up right before the March 15th deadline, and those spikes are getting higher each year, so we feel good about that.
Gary, tell me about the changes in a couple of the programs that were made by RMA.
The same products are available this year as were last year. The major provision changes came in the group products, and in particular GRIP, the group revenue product that bases payments on county yields. They made three changes to that program. The first was they changed the base period for determining the base price, and it used to be the last 5 days of February. Now they do it for the entire month of February, so it's on the base price for GRIP is the same as for RA and CRC. And this year it's $2.59 for corn and $6.18 for soybeans. The second change was that they changed GRIP's harvest period month from November to October. So that makes it consistent with CRC, and that doesn't have much of an impact on product or insurance decisions because you can't predict which month is different. October and November have equaled the same over time, and you can't say which is higher or lower sitting at this time of the year. The third change is they put limits on the harvest price, the moves, $1.50 for corn and $3 for soybeans. I don't think that has a major impact either because from 1972 through 2005, we've never seen those limits hit.
So that's the extent of all the changes that happened in the crop insurance programs?
That's the extent of the major changes. The other change to the group product, which isn't a provision change, is they've increased expected yields on all of the corn products throughout the state, and that has averaged in Illinois 8 bushels per acre. So this year the guarantees are going to be based on an 8 bushel on average higher yield, and that varies from high of about 14 down to low change of $2. What that does is makes group products more attractive, particularly given the high base prices this year. You can guarantee a fairly high revenue using a group products GRIP, and it really makes them attractive as far as the guarantees that you can set.
Final numbers are in, and you can make the calculations starting March 1.
March 1. The numbers that have come in are the base prices, which are based on Chicago Board of Trade prices. Those equaled $2.59 for corn, $6.18 for soybeans, and then they had some volatility factors that also came in. Those are a little bit higher this year than last year for corn, and that will increase premiums for all revenue products.
Have you compared all of the products that are available, and what looks to work best in Illinois, maybe across the Midwest, for both corn and soybeans and wheat?
This year, I think you really have to look at a revenue product or really look at revenue products because of the high base prices. And again, $2.59 for corn and $6.18 for soybeans are really good prices. So the revenue products would be something that I would be looking at for Illinois, and either a revenue assurance or a CRC or a GRIP would be the products that have worked well in the past and are likely to work well this year as well.
And do those come in combination? I have to go back to an earlier question. Do those come in combination with the higher yields?
The group products come with the higher yields. The CRC and RAs are based on farm yields and APH yields. And some of those APH yields, actually, in some areas of the state, may be coming down this year because of the APH yields based on a history. If you were in western and northern part of the state, you could have had a bad yielding year. So you add that bad yielding year to your history and your APH yield can come down.
So you may need to really take a look at it if you're in one of the droughtier areas,
yeah.
Whether you may need to take a look at the APH and see what the payout might be.
Yeah. This year, again, you might want to look at your APH yield and see if that's close to what you believe you can get from production, or if it's close to what you average or expect to yield. That, particularly on corn, the APH yields tend to lag what you expect to yield, particularly given what we've seen in corn here recently of large increases in yields. I mean, 2003, 2004 were exceptionally good years. 2005 may have not been as good, but we were actually surprised, or many people, including myself, was surprised with how good the yields turned out given the dry weather we had. And that just raises questions about whether we've gone to a new level in corn production. And if we have, you know, APH is maybe actually lagging behind what we expect to yield from those acres.
Do the revenue products work equally well for soybeans and for wheat?
Soybeans and wheat, we've seen bigger payouts for corn than for soybeans or wheat. Soybeans, actually up till 2003, we've seen very little payments on soybeans. The major concern with soybeans, though, coming into this year is still soybean rust, and we've seen, you know, aphids and whatever other things really impact soybean yields. So I would still, even though we haven't seen soybean crop products perform as well as corn in the past, you still probably want to think about a revenue product again because of the rust concerns. And again, 618 is a pretty good November Chicago Board of Trade price to be looking at.
In the case of rust, there'll be some more paperwork later on if that would happen to hit.
The concern with soybean rust and insurance is that to get payments from insurance products, you've got to follow good farming practices. And in particular, that means for rust, spraying, fungicide. There is some concern moving into the year about what a good farming practice is for rust. Some people are concerned about that. Others aren't so much. If a farmer, my advice to a farmer would be, if they have an insurance product, to just treat that crop and try it as if they didn't have insurance. And if you do that, in general, you will meet good farming practices.
So good farming practices means you try to save the crop.
You try and save the crop, and in particular, the regulations read so that if a fungicide application or good farming practice in general can help a person meet their yield guarantee, they should do it.
Anything else about crop insurance that producers should know after this March 1 deadline came in that allowed the calculations to finally be made?
This year, I would say looking at putting a good revenue floor under a crop is critical this year, given what we've seen as far as base prices and what you can do grip-wise as far as yields. You can guarantee a fairly good revenue. And at the same time, you know, we've had these variable cost increases come along, so that decreases income possibilities. And the marketing types are saying that we could have pretty low prices at the end of the year if we have anywhere near normal crops. So I think the emphasis this year should be on putting good revenue floors.
When you say that, you mean to buy higher
coverage levels.
And what kind of cost are we talking about?
We're talking fairly good-sized premiums, particularly for corn. Corn, if you're looking at a CRC or a revenue product, you can be looking at a price in the high $18 or teens and low 20s even. If anything, again, this year, I would be trying to put that revenue floor down, and maybe if you're concerned about the revenue cost increases, think about going without the guarantee increase, which will lower the premium, but having pretty good coverage levels.
Gary, thanks much.
You're welcome.
That was an excerpt of an interview done Friday, March the 3rd, with Gary Schnittke, Farm Business Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. He handles the FarmDoc website and crop insurance. You can learn more and calculate your own premiums at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.